seeing what I ministered on, what the Lord gave me last year, and He gave me, just ministered on healing last year during the Christmas season of December. Healing is here, with H-E-A-R, talking about how we hear the Word of God. And I don't know if this is just pretty much what He dropped in my spirit. It was about that seed, because I'd already determined in my heart I wanted to share with you in your offering about the seed. Well, then the Lord just kind of impressed that in me about the seed. God's Word is the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living, ever-present seed of the Word of God. His promise, what He says, when He says something, you can take it, and you can survive off of it. Amen? So, let's go to the book of Genesis. Not a lot of points to this message, but a lot of power in it. There's power in that seed. Just a little old seed. Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that's about the size of a grain of salt. You can speak to a mountain, and it'll obey you. But the problem is, when we get all that unbelief, it comes in there and it chokes the word. So you think about, you put a seed in the ground, and you think about all the weeds, that if you don't keep the weeds out, when that seed springs forth, you got other things attacking the nutrients around that seed. So you got to keep those weeds out of there. I don't like to eat weeds. I like to eat squash, and not cucumbers, and okra. So Genesis 3:15, this is the purpose of the seed. Who determines the purpose? God did. That'll help you out, brother. Amen. Genesis 3:15 says, and I will put enmity. Now, we done heard about the seed, about the natural seed, about trees, and everything in this earth does not have to be. God's not creating trees again. He's not creating apple trees, plum trees, pear trees. Everything had the seed in it for procreation. But it had that seed, had to get in the ground. Just think about this, how much God is a God of increase. How many people did God put on the earth at one time when He created mankind? One and two. Two and one. One and two. Do you know how many trees were on the earth? How many banana trees, plum trees that had fruit that just fell to the ground, didn't have nobody to benefit off of it? But what was it doing? They still had seed. They're reproducing. See, God doesn't see something that dies as not beneficial. He sees the seed in it that's going to bring forth more. See, we look at death and think of something that's dying, but when God sees a fruit, the seed is in that fruit. Whether it's eaten or whether it rots and dies, the seed gets back in the ground, life is coming back. Amen? So God sees things different than what we do. I'm just getting a little bit deeper of that, just speaking it, just seeing it because of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank You for the power, the anointing that's upon Your Word today, Lord, that we're going to see things that we didn't understand. And we're going to be able to receive blessings and revelation from Your Word. But Genesis 3:15, and God says, I will put enmity. This is after Adam and Eve sinned. They disobeyed God. And God says, I'm going to put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed, and God speaking to this snake. You have to go back and read the rest of the verses here. I'm going to put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now, any biology majors in here, tell me, how does a woman have seed? He was talking to Adam, to Eve, to the snake all one time here. But he said, and the woman, and between thy seed. See, a woman can't have seed. The man has the seed. The woman receives the seed, gives life to the seed, incubates the seed, and it becomes a life. Eve, her name means the mother of all living. Life comes from the womb, from the woman, but it has to have the seed. Because, you know the rest of the story, we're getting there. Usually offspring, youngins, kids, usually offsprings are spoken of as the seed of man. This reference to the seed of the woman is a veiled is when something's put over and you can't see it yet. It's a veiled reference to the virgin birth of Jesus. When Mary conceived, the word spoken by Gabriel. That testimony just goes right along with the story, don't it? Gabriel. Gabriel is not like us. He's a spiritual being. But he is a messenger designed by God to carry forth the message that God says deliver. And he was not just carrying God's message. He was carrying the message spoken upon all the prophets, which was God's message, but it came forth from men. Because, see, God can't do nothing in the earth at first. First, we give voice to it because he gave this earth to his mankind, to Adam. So God pulled back and let Adam have full reign over the earth. Just the earth. All of us the Lord's, but he gave man authority over the earth. And when Adam lost it and sinned, then the devil came in and became the God, little g, of this earth. But that ain't the end of the story, because God got a plan. He's working on a plan, ain't he? The title of the message, Heaven's Seed of Blessing. It's a seed of blessing. Heaven's seed, not man's seed. There's nothing in heaven that comes. Man wasn't created in heaven. He was created on the earth. But Jesus came down from heaven. Amen. He didn't have a body at one time. He was just the Word that this whole earth and universe was created from. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. John 1. Amen. That's the seed. So this was veiling the reference to the virgin birth of Jesus. Satan would bruise Jesus' heel under our feet. See, the devil is supposed to be under our feet, not above our head. Amen. Not only did he bruise, Jesus crushed it. Crushed his head. A little bit deeper than that in the passage. That shield of faith, because see, Jesus crushed him. Crushed him. Part of the curse on the woman wasn't only pain in childbirth, but the multiplication of the woman's conception. This is speaking of the number of times she would bear children. The man ruling over his wife was also part of the curse. The man ruling. Difference between ruling and abiding together. See, but the curse was to the woman, Adam's going to have rule over you now because of pride. Pride always wants I. Christ, here's the good part, Christ removed all of the curses by becoming a curse himself. That's Galatians 3:13. So that we don't have to live under the curses anymore. Women, of course, if there's anybody in here looking, I got Ruth in. I'm talking about women that are going to have children. We're done with that. My wife ain't in here, but we done. We finished. But we found out it's not a curse to give birth because Jesus redeemed us from the curse. We had a lady that come through FCC there in Mooresville. I can see them, but I can't. They were under Brother Lester Summerall's ministry. And they came and taught us natural childbirth. And I think Ruthie hadn't been born yet. We had Dallas and Kelsey in Dallas. And they gave us some tapes on, we don't have to be expecting. Now, we expecting, but the woman, I can't feel the pain. She can. I felt two of them through Kelsey and Dallas. I felt the pain. I seen the pain. She grabbed me and said, pray. You know, we wasn't believers back then. She let me know that she was in pain through our first two children. But then we heard some good news. All that pain was under the curse. And we knew Jesus had delivered us from the curse, so they taught us about natural, how the Hebrew women had supernatural childbirth. They had, what they call them, the maid, midwives would help them. And through Ruth, we prayed, and I can't give you the details, but we prayed before we conceived Ruthie. See, Ruthie was born after we were born again. Kelsey and Dallas, I'm sorry, they were conceived in sin. We were not born again, so they were just little heathens. Nah, we all born into sin. I'm just making fun of them. But when Ruthie, we were pretty much done. Two kids, wasn't serving God. You know, we were struggling as it was. But you know, that's what you do. You without God, you watch the world and you take the world's perspective. You know, you get a job, you work, you give all your money to your wife. And she don't know I'm hiding some in my squirrel butt. You know, I'm out here going to the liquor store and saving me some money that she don't know about. And then we're raising kids. And then we get old and we die. See, that was life to me. But that wasn't life. That was death. That was the curse, brother. That was the curse. Never getting ahead. Always going deeper and deeper in debt. Another day, there's a song out there. Another day, deeper and deeper in debt. There's a song out there. I forgot a lot of them. That's good. Because I got a new song. I got a new spirit. Amen. When you get a new spirit, you get a new song. The song don't come before the new spirit. You get born again. And then after we got born again, we wanted to have another child, and we wanted this child. We wanted to pray. We wanted to speak blessings over it. We just wanted to do it totally different. And that's what we did. We prayed and believed, and we didn't know what Ruthie was going to be, girl or boy. But then we got underneath this childbirth, natural childbirth, and took those messages. And I prayed over my wife's body and how it was going to function. And you wouldn't believe some things we prayed, we learned. Ruthie, when she was born, the other kids, you know, I had insurance on where, you know, it's about $10,000, $12,000 to have kids back then. And I had pretty good insurance. Dallas, I didn't. I was in between jobs. We had to pay about $5,000, I think, something like that. But when Ruthie came, I, underneath the job, had good benefits. But we prayed. And when it was time, Sherry knew. I didn't know that. Sherry knew what time it was. I got the camera. We heading to the hospital. You know, we're going to film everything. We got everything, what we're going to do. Well, we make it to the, what's that, the observatory room? How would you say that? Yeah, you just come in there. They checking you out. And you're not in a room. You're just in that room. Well, I said, I'm going to go get the camera and stuff in the car, and I'll be right back. So I get back, and when I open the door, they said, you ain't got time for all that. You need to get in here right now. So I didn't even get to set the tripod up. Next thing I know, I'm cutting an umbilical cord. I walked out about 8 minutes to get the camera, and they come in. She was delivered in the observation room. We found out later it cost me a whole lot less. Amen, because Sherry didn't go through all the pain, all the labor. And it costs us a whole lot less because you get up there and you get a room, it goes up. Now, I don't know if, I guess Ruthie's heard that story. You know, she was just delivered in the old room. You know, the old, wasn't a nice room, wasn't the delivery room. And it was at Ireland Memorial. But man, there was no time, there was no pain. You know, it was kind of like Sherry didn't have, she didn't have time to have epidural for any pain. But there wasn't time for pain because that's our prayers, the words we spoke, she had a supernatural childbirth because of the word. Some things we learned that's the curse. See, what you don't know will kill you or hurt you or bring pain to you. For certain, this curse was removed through Christ. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law because he became a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing, heaven's blessing seed, that the blessing of Abraham, which Abraham was our father of faith. He believed and considered not. He believed the word, even though he was childless and Sarah was barren. He believed God's word, and it was accounted to him for righteousness because he believed. He believed God was right. That the blessing of Abraham might, see, there, we got to choose to let that blessing flow in our life, might come on the Gentiles, and that was me, through Jesus Christ. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. See, I don't care if you get people and they say, we go to Word of Faith Worship Center. Oh, that's one of them faith churches. You can't be born again without faith. Your whole life is filled with faith. We might focus on faith more than anything else, but my God, the whole Bible is full of faith. And so we're going to preach faith here till Jesus comes. Amen. I'm sorry. You're just going to have faith for healing, faith for deliverance, faith for giving. Faith for everything. Amen. Everything that we receive from God, we've got to receive by faith. Faith is, I can't see it yet. So don't get caught up in the time of I am not seeing it. You just keep staying in faith. Because if you see it, you don't need faith for that anymore. That's the manifestation. That's when the baby is here, screaming and hollering, wah, wah, wah. Amen. And once they're saying wah, 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 you better get ready because they're growing up from there. Amen. They're going to start saying, nah, why, dad, dad, money, money, money. Gas, gas card, gas card, gas card. You're like, man, let's go back to the wah, wah, wah. Teach this child how to speak in tongues. Be filled with the Holy Ghost and power. Lord, they need to talk to you. Daddy God, Abba, Father. Forget daddy. Remember, Abba. Pray to Kelsey, pray. See, she knows how to pray. All of our kids, we've taught them how to pray. Amen. Make fun of that, but there's no distinction between faith and reality. I mean, faith goes past reality, what you can see. But faith is reality. It's really the parent force. Faith. This is made from faith. God gave somebody a word how to create this pulpit. Now, I see it, But it's a production, it's a byproduct of faith that God gave the wisdom on somebody how to do that, and the gifts, talents, and abilities. So, the purpose of the blessing is to destroy the curse. It's not a blessing to say, you know, I had a wreck in my car, but I guess God put me through this car wreck so I can get insurance. No, that's not a blessing. That was a curse. A car wreck is not a blessing. Don't try to take something bad happen and say God's working. No, that's a curse. That shouldn't be happening to you. Now, God can work in that situation if you let him. But to stay out of those situations, we got to say, God, that's not from you. That's the curse. And the blessing overpowers the curse. Jesus. Because of Jesus. Amen? And these are things that we've got to learn and continue to hear. Faith has to be heard every day. Amen? So, the purpose of the blessing is to destroy the curse. Who would be the carrier of this blessing? Reed, that'd be a good one for you because you carry the mail every day. Every day that you're working, you're carrying messages. Some of them good, some of them not so good. Some of them's like, you so off to work I go. Amen. But if you're a Christian, you got something greater working. You got a greater message on the inside of you working. Even though the bill man's coming, Jesus has already blessed me in all heavenly places in his anointing. Amen. Amen. That he'll actually help you reduce those bills because he wants you to live above them instead of beneath them. Hey, I ain't there yet, but I'm working on it. Amen. I'm a work in progress. But every day, like Jack said, it's a graph that we start going up. See, we were going here and going down. But when you get born again, you're going to be coming up. You got to come up. Amen. Pastor said, you got to get past the cross. Once you come to the cross, then you go on to Pentecost. Get filled with the Holy Ghost and power. Amen. Who would be the carrier of this blessing? We go to the Word to find out. Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. Virgin, that's a miracle. And bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. Heard it this morning. God with us. God with us again. See, it started in the beginning. He was with us in the beginning. And just because we sinned, he didn't give up on us. We kind of gave up on him there for a while. Because he was always there. Never left us. A virgin would be the carrier of this blessing seed, this heaven blessing seed. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew 1:18-25 says, now the birth of Jesus, my Lord, my Savior, my King, was on this wise when his mother, Mary, who is the carrier of this blessing. When as his mother Mary was espoused, she was expecting to Joseph, not from Joseph. See, she was expecting, but it wasn't because of Joseph. It was because of that word she received. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, he's a part of the blessing. Amen. Some people say, you go to one of them Holy Ghost church. Yes, it's called a blessed church. Amen. He is a blessing. He's not a curse. The Holy Ghost is there to bless you, not curse you. He's there to help you, not hurt you. He's there to see you get to somewhere. Man, people just got to get a hold of that. And Joseph, her husband, being a just man, Joseph found out about this too. Not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away. I wonder who put that thought in his mind. That'd be the Holy Ghost. Amen. That'd be angels giving him messages as he dreams at night. And while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, that angel knows your name. God knows your name. Before you were born, he knew your name. Joseph, thou son of David, fear not, take a Mary to be thy wife, for that which is conceived is her is of the Holy Ghost. Second time is being confirmed here. It's of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Nothing but the name of Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Not his sins, from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet Isaiah, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God is for us, he's with us, he's in us, and he wants to move through us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, Joseph pretty smart, he did. Faith does what the promise of God says. Amen. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had told him, and took unto him his wife. Now let's go, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and they called his name Jesus. See, they couldn't, they were married, but see, he couldn't even have relations with her intimate, because that then she would not have been a virgin. And see, the scriptures had to be fulfilled. God knew Joseph would be the man. He would be the man that would take his plan and protect his son. Hey, Joseph played a big part. It takes a man to stand with a wife that's pregnant and it's not by you. And believe God, I'd call Joseph a faith man. Amen. He was a faith man. You know, he doesn't get talked about a whole lot through the story, but you know what? God knows his name. God knows his everything he did. Great is his reward in heaven. He's sitting in rewards now. Amen. We got ours up there too waiting, right? But there's some down here before we get there, right? There's a lot of rewards. But you're going to have something. You got to take something to receive them. It's called persecution. I didn't say sickness, disease, poverty. I said persecution. You believe that, preacher? You believe that story about the virgin birth and Jesus and all? Yes, I do. See, that's the persecution. They're going to make fun of you, cause you one of these faith people that you give and say it's going to be given back to you. And that's pride. No, that's confidence in my God, that he's got more things he needs me to do for him. Amen? So the purpose of the blessing is to destroy the curse. 1 John 3, 8 and 10. You know, Kelsey talked about John 10, 10. Thief, but if you can find that thief and know it's the thief and bring him into the light, see, shine light on that thief with the word, you got to repay seven times. When the thief comes to steal from you, you got to get the word on him. Bring the light. Shine that light. You shine a light on a thief, he's getting out of there, because the Pope man's coming. Policeman, Pope man's coming. You shine the light on the devil, Jesus is there. You shine the light of the word, he got to go. Jesus destroyed him. And he's got to leave all of his substance, all that spoil. Got to drop it. Amen? Because that's for us. If that's our stuff, that's ours. But I'm talking about even the enemy. Lands that we've got, he's on. We got to put our no trespassing sign up. Man, that's my land. We got to go claim it. That's God's property. We got lands. The Bible says we've got lands, houses, that needs to be in our possession. That's in the hands of the enemy out there. Maybe drug houses. Prostitution houses. Supposed to be houses where we can help people get off the street, get a job, have their house, into the kingdom. Listen to Bill Winston, a man that took the word to Chicago. Came to Chicago with $200. God told him to buy one of these convention centers. didn't say go buy a storefront place. Buy the convention center. And he has a mega church out there now. Getting people off the street, putting them in business. Man, that's a God idea right there. Don't look at small. Look for big things. God wants to do big things through us. Amen? Now, you've got to be faithful over a small thing first. Bill was faithful over what he was doing first, but God put a vision in his heart. And it's impossible for man, but it's possible with God. The purpose of the blessing is to destroy the curse. The purpose of the life of Jesus was to destroy the works of the devil. Because 1 John 3, 8:10 says, He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose, Jesus was manifested, the Son of God, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever is born of God does not commit a sin. Once you get born again, that sin nature is gone. Now we're talking about, we don't live in that kingdom anymore. That sin is taken care of now. We're not talking about individual sins. We're talking about the sin of I'm coming out of darkness into light. Once I get born again, whoever is born of God does not commit that sin anymore. For his seed, there's the seed, Because when you're born again, you're born from above. Heaven's blessing seed has come in you. Planted, God planted his life on the inside of you and recreated your dead spirit. Because he put his seed, his promise in you. Because the seed remains in him and he cannot sin because he is born of God. The seed, Jesus, was that word. Incorruptible, indestructible. In this, the children of God are manifest. And the children of the devil, whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God. He that loveth not his brother is not of God. How do we know our brothers? Because of love. See, once you get born again, you're going to love brother. You're going to love sister. You're going to love your enemy. See, that's God's kind of love. It's easy to love those that love you and come give you a hug in church on Sunday morning. But when you walk out of here, and that old wicked person see you coming and see that joy on your face and spits on you and calls you and mocks you, and it's when you love him. Let love flow to him or her. That's that agape love that Jesus gave. That's that seed, amen? And it'll destroy that work if you'll let it. It'll destroy the work of that devil. The purpose of the life of Jesus was to destroy the works of the devil. My last point, there's a greater work. There was a greater work. Now, being born again is a great work. That is God's greatest work. But the greatest work he did through Jesus that the Father did is Ephesians 4, 7 through 10. I would put this as God's greatest work. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. Heaven's gift, seed of blessing. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. Brothers and sisters, that's the greatest work. We talked about this Wednesday night about how that Jesus gave a power to his disciples before he was even crucified and went down to hell. He gave them authority over devils. And it talks about that they were casting out devils with the finger of God. Just that little bit of power there, God's finger casting out devils. But when Jesus Christ was crucified and he, in his hand, he told his Father, I commit my spirit into your hand, Father. And he had to go down to hell and he had to show himself to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. And then he destroyed principalities and powers. He got the keys of authority of death, hell, and the grave. And then that third day, we talked about that seed. That third day, God the Father reached his right. It says by his mighty arm, the Father reached down, took his son by the hand, and pulled him out of Sheol. But not only did he pull him up, this is God's greatest work. He pulled Tammy up. He pulled Reed up. He pulled Patsy up. He pulled all the dead saints that were righteous dead before Christ, but then he pulled all those that hadn't even been born yet. By faith, God pulled us all up to heaven. That is the greatest work that God has ever done, and it took his great arm of strength to do it. Amen? There's still others yet to come. Yet to come. But he needs us. Now, God's already did his part. He's done used his great and mighty power because he took Jesus and all those saints and he set Jesus down at the right hand of majesty on high. Seated. And he is there still for a purpose. He is there to intercede when we get out here and preach the word. I'm preaching the word to you this morning. He is there looking at right beside his Father and saying, let it be. God said, I said, the Holy Ghost said, the pastor said, now we all say, to God be the glory. Amen. God gets all the glory when we come up out the grave. Now go out there and lay hands on the sick. Cast out devils. Have fun doing it. Have fun doing it. Because it's destroying the works of the devil. Amen. That's a good story. That's the greatest work. Jesus gave his life so the Father could receive. Going back to that seed, so the Father could receive his family. See, Jesus is the ultimate seed. He's the heaven seed of blessing. Because when Jesus went to the heart of the earth, that's the seed, he had life in him. Yeah, he gave up his physical life. He was separated from God the Father for a moment, for 3 days. But he went down there in Sheol and preached the good news. A couple more days, boys, we're getting out of here. Father's going to reach down and get us out of here, and he's going to destroy this place. See, that was not created for man down there. It was created for the devil and his angels. But there's some that's got to stay down there because they didn't believe. See, you got to believe. You got to believe on the Lord Jesus. Believe that he is. And he is who he said he was. And there's only one. There's only one Christ. There's only one Messiah. And he came, conquered, defeated death, hell, and the grave, and now has risen, is seated in heavenly places, and we're seated with him. By faith, we're with him. Amen? Because he said, the works that I do, that great work me and my Father did, we want you to do it too. Go out here and tell people how good I am. Amen? This is the Christmas story. But it's not over. Amen? That's where it's so critical that God the Father is waiting for that last person to believe on Jesus before it's done, before this thing is wrapped up. He's waiting for that last one. There's one person that's left that he knows is going to receive. And until that happens, we're going to be down here fighting. Amen. Fighting a good fight of faith. Thank you, Jesus. Heaven's seed of blessing, Jesus Christ. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. And there's power in that name, in that seed. See, just like we talked about in your offering, you can't count the apples in the seed, but you can count the seed in the apples. That's the same way with salvation. See, we can't count how many is going to come into the kingdom. Only God knows that number because he is the one that gave the seed. He spoke this life. He spoke every person that's ever going to be into this earth, those that would even bring him glory and those that would reject him. He gives us all the choice, free choice to believe or receive. We can't live their life for them. Only thing we can do is show them the life God has given us. And it's up to them to receive or not to receive, to believe and receive. Amen? You just tell the story. You just tell the story that Jesus loved you. He died for you. He rose for you. And he wants you with him. That's a simple story of grace. And all you got to do is ask, call on his name. You ain't got to come to church, pay your tithes, do this, do that. You just come to him. And once you come to him, you'll want to do that. You'll want to serve him because of love. Amen? Remember when you were a kid, you messed up. Mama knew you messed up. You knew it's whooping time. Time to get the hickory switch. Time to get the paddle. Time to get the belt. Whatever mom or dad used on you. It wasn't fun. See, that's punishment for doing it wrong and making it right. You know what you're supposed to do, but you had to get punished. Why? Because I loved you. I love you. If you don't respect me, you won't respect the policeman when you get out there or your teacher when you get to school. So we had to give the rod. Well, thank God God gave us Jesus. Jesus was punished so that I don't have to come underneath God's judgment. I'm under his grace. Amen? You'll come love people. Don't give them the law. Give them grace. Come to church because we love Jesus. Amen? Come to church. We worship Jesus. We don't talk about the law a lot. I mean, it's there in the Bible. We'll teach from it, but we got to minister grace to all those that hear. That's what's going to get them saved. Amen. Father, we thank you right now. All those listening right now, Lord, that don't have Jesus, they don't have that seed, Lord, the life-giving seed. We pray right now, they've heard this message, Lord, that right now they're at the place, they're at the valley of decision. Lord, we pray right now that they would make the right decision and say, Jesus, I need you now. And we just thank you right now that there's power right now for them to receive salvation. And there's no other name under heaven by which man can be saved but the name, the man Christ Jesus. So if you believe that and you've heard that, all you got to do is say, Lord, I believe. And you're in the family. Find you a good church. Word of Faith Worship Center is a good church. Come worship with us. Come fellowship with us. And leave with us and tell the story.